You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, this is Mandy Moobs, very, very lovely. And yeah, spoke to her yesterday as well, alongside, obviously, we just had Lazy Susan and Freya Armani. So yeah, this is my chat with Mandy.
Amazing job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How were you feeling heading into the finale?
Well, I just went off through a lip sync, so I wasn't feeling the greatest. But I don't know, something about me was a little bit sadistic. I kind of wanted to do a lip sync to get the full experience of Drag Race. So it's another goal I just ticked off. And anything remaining was to get into the final. So I did that. So I was feeling kind of like a little bit exhausted, but also really good about myself because I did a lifetime goal. So yay for me.
What was your reaction like to being selected for this season? And how did your experience on the show live up to what you're actually expecting?
Yeah, so I applied for every season and I got the call for this one. And first reaction was about bloody time. Gosh, could you imagine going through that process again?
Yeah.
So much. Yeah, very relief and very grateful for the whole opportunity to do it. Because I know the producers have always seen something in me and now I get to show it to everyone else.
Exactly. You get to broadcast it to the world.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to touch on a few episodes ago with the design challenge, which you won, which is really, really awesome.
Thank you, you watched it.
I've watched every episode, don't you worry. You have a background in fashion and are obviously a very talented seamstress. Despite this, did you learn anything from this challenge that you are now using forward with your drag, for example?
From that one challenge?
Yeah, or maybe just the show in general as well.
I remembered that I really hate LeMay and that hasn't changed at all. It made me realize how insane I am when it comes to sewing, because for me, that was just like an everyday normal thing. But for everyone else, it's like, how the bloody hell did you make a corset, make a fishtail gown, make all this ruching and all of it? I'm like, oh, is this, another day. So I think I might be a little bit crazy when it comes to sewing. Because looking back, I don't even know how I did it. I just sat down, I just sewed the whole way through and can't complain with the result. So,
yeah. I mean, obviously, I was just talking to Lazy and Frey before, asked that same question about what was your sort of the challenge you found the most difficult. Yeah, they struggled with that challenge. But yeah, is there anything that you would have done differently regarding that challenge specifically?
No, I think the cards. I would have been fine with any fabric, so I was fine with that. And I helped everyone, so everyone got my guidance. So no, it was an absolutely perfect episode for me. I was happy with it all. I wouldn't change anything.
Would you say that was your favorite maxi challenge? Or would there be another challenge that sort of you preferred a bit more, maybe?
No, I really, really enjoyed the Good and Bad Sandys, the girl group challenge. I thought that was bloody excellent. I love that. The sewing challenge was just another day at work.
Yeah.
I was all right, cool, what are we doing today? I really, really enjoyed, getting the two groups and getting together and just figuring something out together and then producing that to the world. I really, really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at sort of reflecting on the season as a whole, what challenge would you say would be the trickiest that you had to undergo?
The bloody roast. I hated the roast so much. Oh, God. Look, I did it. We've all watched it and she got through. So
she did get through.
We did get through. Not my strongest point. I would probably practice a bit more on that one. Oh, God, this is the roast. Oh, I still get icks about it.
Yeah. Where would you even get roast lessons? Sign up to a course?
I don't know. I should just go to Vibe and be like, hey, babe, help me. I helped you with the sewing. Help me now.
What would you say was your sort of favorite outfit throughout the season of the show? What outfit were you the most proud of? Was it the one you made the seamstress with the design episode, the design challenge? Mm-hmm. Would you say that was your favorite?
I really, really I love my final look because I think it's the most elegant thing I've ever made. And I really, really enjoyed, I really like the puddle, the water look. I thought that was it's so polar opposite. People really love it or really hate it. I really enjoyed it. It was the one silhouette where it was just a round shape. And I'm like, this is a body of water. And I think it went over a lot of people's heads and they really just overthought it. And I'm just like, no, I'm just a puddle. That's it.
Yeah, period. You're just a puddle.
Don't give it much to thought.
Love that. And what are you sort of taking forward from your experiences on the season?
Well, I went in with a list of goals that I wanted to do, and I ticked them all off. So I've taken away, like, I really wanted to know what I'm capable of doing in drag, because I've been doing it for so long now. I've kind of just settled in my own ways and just, like, built, like, sort of like a schedule of, like, what I need to do every week and just sort of just repeat it. And Drag Race really does push you to explore, like, other aspects of your drag. For example, the roast. Never in my life have I done a roast. Never in my life again will I do a roast. But I'm proud to say that I've done one. And I can probably do it again. I didn't know that about me, and I might explore it later, but we shall see.
Final question here before we wrap up this little interview. What is next for you, Mandy?
What's next? Bloody holiday. Yeah. I feel like that would be really cool.
A well-deserved holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. No, my headspace is just gone. I've got New Year's to get through, and then I've got to get through the tour, which is happening the end of March. So get your tickets now. And then that's it. Then I'm going on, like, probably a six-month holiday from April onwards.
As you should. Anywhere in particular you're keen on going to?
I'm a big wino, so I'd love to go. I've done the Margaret River in Perth. I'd love to go to Adelaide, the Barossa Valley, and just drink my way through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wish I was a wine enjoyer, because the whole thought of, like, as it's summer now for us as well, just sitting in a vineyard, just, like, drinking a glass of red. Oh, yeah. Sounds absolutely stunning.
A nice rosé.
Yeah.
Oh, the sunset.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been beautiful.
Yeah.
Come along with me on my...
Please. I would love to. Yeah. I would absolutely love to. I'll build up to drinking wine.
And that I will, that I must. Mandy Moves invited me to go drinking wine with her. I can't say no, can I? Goodness gracious me. The only wine I can drink, Mandy, if you are listening, is... Prosecco... Does it even count as wine? Like, I know it actually is a wine, but it's more champagne-y. Anyway, that was Mandy Moops. She will be in the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 4 Down Under.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.